بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وعن أبي الأسود قال: قدمت المدينة فجلست إلى عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه، فمرت بهم جنازة فأثني على صاحبها خيرا، فقال عمر: وجبت. ثم مر بأخرى فأثني على صاحبها خيرا، فقال عمر: وجبت. ثم مر بالثالثة فأثني على صاحبها شرا، فقال عمر: وجبت. قال أبو الأسود: فقلت: وما وجبت يا أمير المؤمنين؟ قال: قلت كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أيما مسلم شهد له أربعة بخير أدخله الله الجنة. فقلنا: وثلاثة؟ قال: وثلاثة. فقلنا: وإثنان؟ قال: وإثنان. ثم لم نسأله عن الواحد. رواه البخاري. Continuing with the chapter which deals with the praising of the people of a person who is deceased or has passed away. This hadith, the first part of it we already discussed. However, just to recap, Abu al-Aswad, who is a tabi'i, generation after the Sahaba, he says, I came to Madina Munawwara and I sat in the majlis company of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Amirul Mu'mineen. A janaza passed by whilst we were sitting. The people profusely praised the person or the deceased. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu responded to this by saying, wajabat. In other words, it has become compulsory. Then another janaza passed. Again, the people praised the person. Umar said, wajabat, it has become compulsory. Then a third janaza passed. Here, the people spoke ill of the deceased. In other words, they mentioned the negative actions that that person had committed. To this, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu also said, wajabat, it has become compulsory. So Abu al-Aswad says, the narrator of the hadith, he says, I asked that, O Amirul Mu'mineen, three times you responded or you reacted, wajabat, wajabat, wajabat. What does this mean? What is becoming compulsory? So to this, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that I did just as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. Sahaba were absolutely meticulous in following or emulating the practices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar says that I did as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said or did. We see in the previous hadith, similar thing happened in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the people praised a deceased, he said, wajabat. Sahaba asked, what is it that has become compulsory? He said, Jannat has become compulsory upon that person. By compulsion, we mentioned previously that there is nothing that is compulsory on Allah. This is just to give us an understanding of the importance of speaking good. When a person passes away, do not speak negative about the mayyit, because we can see in the light of these ahadith that it has a profound effect. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when people spoke negatively about someone, he said wajabat also, that Jahannam has become compulsory. We mentioned previously Jannat or Jahannam becoming compulsory, or the eventual abode of any individual, that primarily is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not for us to decide. We cannot decide. Certain person is very pious, very muttaqi, lived a very good life, so Jannat is guaranteed. Someone passed away on a Friday, Jannat is guaranteed. We have to be careful in this regard. Jannat guaranteed, yes. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he mentioned somebody is a Jannati, then without a doubt, such a person is a Jannati. For example, we mentioned previously the 10 Sahaba who in one majlis, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abu Bakr fil Jannah, Umar fil Jannah, Uthman fil Jannah, Ali fil Jannah, Talha fil Jannah, Zubair fil Jannah, Abdurrahman bin Auf fil Jannah, Sa'id bin Zayd, Abu al-A'war fil Jannah, Sa'd bin Abi Waqas fil Jannah, Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah fil Jannah. Those 10 Sahaba who in one majlis Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said are Jannatis, without a doubt, that is wahi, revelation, that they are Jannatis. Likewise, Ukasha bin Muhsin radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the incident where he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Udullah an yaj'alani minhum, that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said 70,000 people will enter Jannah without hisab, he said, Ya Rasulullah, make dua that I am amongst them. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will be amongst them. Likewise, I mentioned previously the incident of Thabit bin Qais radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where sahaba say, Kana jahuriyu sawt. When the ayat was, the Quran was revealed, La tarfaw aswatakum inda Rasulillah. Then he cut himself off from the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because his voice was naturally very loud. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him basharat, glad tiding, Bal ta'ish hamidan wa tuqtal shaheedan wa tadkhul jannah. That he will enter into Jannah and that he will even be a shaheed. This was the prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, there is a jamaat or a group of people that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave shahadat that they are Jahannamis. For example, the Sanadid of Quraysh that were killed in the Battle of Badr. Likewise, we find in Quran also, Tabbat yada Abi Lahab yuwatab. Abu Lahab, his wife, Imratu Hammalat al-Hatab. Those where Quran and Hadith says that they are Jannati or Jahannami, from the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there we can say with certainty. Other than that, these are signs and these are indications. Umar radiallahu ta'ala also saying, wajabat, wajabat, wajabat. Umar is not saying it. He said, Qultu kama qala an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I did as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. In the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we witnessed this. That when a mayyit was praised profusely, here the muhaditheen mentioned the praise that is spoken about is the praise of people of taqwa, people of piety. If they give approval of the actions of a person, then this carries weight. Why? Because we see in the previous hadith, Antum shuhada'ullahi fil ard. You are Allah's witnesses on this earth. In other words, those whose lives are in conformance with Shariat. Otherwise, if it is just all and sundry, that their opinion about somebody will carry weight, then sometimes people have ulterior motives, etc. This is why muhaddiseen have qualified that the opinion that is spoken about here is the opinion of people of taqwa, people of piety, people who have consciousness and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One point which we mentioned previously, praising the deceased, if a person is kafir, person doesn't have iman, there obviously there's no question of wajabat, etc. If a person dies on kufr, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. Allah Ta'ala tells us the condition, the precondition for entry into Jannah is iman. If a person dies on kufr, lived a life of, did altruistic deeds, did humanitarian work, etc., there the praising of that person does not carry any weight in akhirat. Because the condition for entry into Jannah, obviously, is iman. In fact, ulama say the praising of that person in this world is Allah's way of paying back that person in the world for whatever good deed he may have done. But in akhirat, the condition is iman. So nevertheless, Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, Kultu kama qala an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I said, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ayyuma Muslim, any Muslim, if four people give shahadat, after he passed away, four people give shahadat, declare the goodness of this person, then Allah will enter him into Jannah. So sahaba said, that Ya Rasulullah, what happens if three people give shahadat of the goodness of a person? To this Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, even three people. Then someone asked that Ya Rasulullah, what about two people? If two people have to give shahadat of the goodness of a person, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Isnan, even two people. Then the narrator says, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates and he says, that we did not ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about whether one person, if only one person bears testimony to the goodness of a person, whether this will qualify for him being forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not. This, Umar says, that we did not ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But four people, three people, two people, from this we learn very, very important Let us try to remember the deceased, those that passed away, in a good way. Don't look for faults, don't nitpick. Unfortunately, we are living in a culture where we look, where there's a great deal of negativity. Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahimahullah, used to say, Ayatul Mu'min, the sign of a mu'min is even when you see wrong, even when you see wrong, yatlubul ma'adhi, look for some excuse. Look for some excuse to explain away the wrong, rather than condemning the person or speaking ill about the person. In fact, the hadith of Abu Dawud and Tirmizi Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is imperative, this is a command. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised, he advocated, he said, mention the noble actions of your deceased. Mention, speak about the good of those who passed away and refrain from mentioning their evil qualities. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught this to Sahaba ikram. Look for the good, don't look for the negative. It's mentioned about one janaza. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going to perform the janaza of a person. So somebody stood up and said, innahu rajulun fasiq. Innahu rajulun fasiq. Ya Rasulullah, this man is a fasiq. He's a sinner. How can you? In other words, an open sinner. How can you make his janaza salah? So this incident, mentioned it previously, but it teaches us this culture. Look for goodness. Innahu rajulun fasiq. In other words, generally, this person was observed as a sinner. So what does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam do? He addresses Sahaba. And he says, that did any one of you see this person doing anything good? So someone said, stood up and said, Ya Rasulullah, I saw. What did you see? I stayed awake with him, guarding one night in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I stayed awake one night, guarding in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ribat fi sabilillah. And it's mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aynan la tamassuhumun nar. Aynun bakat min khashyatillah. Wa aynun batat tahrusu fi sabilillah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, two eyes, Allah has made Jahannam haram on them. Two eyes, Allah made Jahannam haram on them. One is that eye which became wet out of the khashiyat and the fear of Allah. And the other is that eye which stayed away guarding in the path of Allah Ta'ala. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam heard this, someone stood up and said, Ya Rasulullah, I observed him staying away guarding one night in the path of Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went forward, led the janaza salah of this person, and then addressed the mayyit and said, the people are saying that you are in Jahannam. I, the Nabi of Allah, am saying you are a Jannati. So in other words, to look for the goodness rather than the negativity. Speak good of the deceased. Do not speak negative about them. They are gone. Their hisab is not in your hands. You are not the one who is going to do their reckoning. Allah is the one who is going to do the reckoning. And Allah's mercy is limitless. Allah's mercy is limitless. We don't know that Allah may have forgiven that person and Allah will take you to task for speaking negatively about that person. So we have to be very, very careful in this regard. Another important aspect, unfortunately we run out of time, we'll continue, about these ahadith which deal with speaking good. One is those that have survived the deceased, we are encouraged, you and I encourage, speak good. The other important message is leave behind a positive legacy. Live your life in such a way that people are encouraged to speak good about you after you leave the world. Inshallah, we'll continue.